The report studied decades of fish data from the 1970s to 2009. The results were largely encouraging. Candy Schrank is a fish toxicologist with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. She helped author the study.
In general, over the whole area, there has been a decline since the 70s. And so, yes, that suggests that our control of emissions has resulted in declines in the fish.
The DNR says several other mercury reduction efforts took place last year, including stricter emissions rules for utility companies and a ban on the sale of devices that contain mercury, like thermometers and certain toys. But Schrank says Great Lakes fish are still affected by what's happening on the other side of the world.
We've had decreases in mercury locally, but maybe not globally.
The report did find some mercury increases, such as in Ontario walleye in the 1990s. Mercury concentrations were also likely to be higher in the north and east parts of the Great Lakes region. The DNR says fish are the main source of mercury in the human diet. Too much of the element can harm developing fetuses and children, as well as adults. The DNR also had good news for anglers fishing one stretch of the lower Fox River near Oshkosh. Men and older women can now eat one meal of smallmouth bass a week, as opposed to one a month. That's because levels of PCBs, another environmental toxin, have decreased. Teresa Shipley, Wisconsin Public Radio.